But then, he was. Another 3 years passed, and during those years, two exceptionally skillful Kansas City lawyers, Joseph P. Jenkins and Robert Bingham, replaced Schultz, the latter having resigned from the case. Appointed by a federal judge and working without compensation, but motivated by a hard-held opinion that the defendants had been the victims of a nightmarishly unfair trial, Jenkins and Bingham filed numerous appeals within the framework of the federal court system, thereby avoiding three execution dates: October 25, 1962, August 8, 1963, and February 18, 1965. The attorneys contended that their clients had been unjustly convicted because legal counsel had not been appointed them until after they had confessed and had waived preliminary hearings, and because they were not competently represented at their trial, were convicted with the help of evidence seized without a search warrant. The shotgun and knife taken from the Hickok home were not granted a change of venue, even though the environs of the trial had been saturated with publicity prejudicial to the accused. With these arguments, Jenkins and Bingham succeeded in carrying the case three times to the United States Supreme Court. The big boy, as many litigating prisoners refer to it. But on each occasion, the court, which never comments on its decisions in such instances, denied the appeals by refusing to grant the writs of certiorari that would have entitled the appellants to a full hearing before the court. In March 1965, after Smith and Hickok had been confined in their death row cells almost 2,000 days, the Kansas Supreme Court decreed that their lives must end between midnight and 2 a.m., Wednesday, April 14, 1965. Subsequently, a clemency appeal was presented to the newly elected governor of Kansas, William Avery. But Avery, a rich farmer sensitive to public opinion, refused to intervene, a decision he felt to be in the best interest of the people of Kansas. 2 months later, Avery also denied the clemency appeals of York and Latham, who were hanged on June 22, 1965. And so it happened that in the daylight hours of that Wednesday morning, Alvin Dewey, breakfasting in the coffee shop of a Topeka hotel, read, on the first page of the Kansas City Star, a headline he had long awaited: Die on Rope for Bloody Crime. The story, written by an Associated Press reporter, began, "Richard Eugene Hickok and Perry Edward Smith, partners in crime, died on the gallows at the state prison early today for one of the bloodiest murders in Kansas criminal annals. Hickok, 33 years old, died first at 12:41 a.m. Smith, 36, died at 1:19 a.m.